With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Ukraine's president receiving different signals from Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
On Thursday, President Volodymyr Zelensky met with Vice President Harris, followed by face-to-face talks with former President Trump on Friday. The two meetings offered a contrast. At the White House, Harris emphasized unwavering U.S. support for Ukraine's struggle against the Russian invasion and slammed Trump's suggestion that Kiev should give up territory for the sake of peace. In New York, Trump called for a fair deal after previously criticizing U.S. assistance for Ukraine and praising Russia's Vladimir Putin. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, at a rally in Wisconsin, the former president said that illegal migrants being allowed to come into the United States are taking jobs away from American workers.
They come in illegally, they take everybody's jobs, and you don't know who you're hiring. Our country is being destroyed. This is the worst president and the worst vice president in history. And you got to get out and vote.
Heavy rains brought on by Hurricane Helene still causing so many problems in the state of North Carolina and the city of Asheville. As many as 20 people have died. Authorities say the total death count from that storm now stands at 84, and sadly, a number of people are still missing. Damage has been placed in the billions. If roughly 45,000 longshoremen make good on their threat to strike starting Tuesday, they could shut down 36 ports from Maine to Texas that handle about half of the goods that are shipped in and out of the United States. This is SRN News. You will find something new at the Museum of the Bible.
Some call it the greatest discovery in Christian history since the Dead Sea Scrolls. The Megiddo Mosaic is an 1,800-year-old decorated floor from a Christian worship space just south of Haifa in Israel. It includes text that refers to Jesus Christ as God and is being displayed in the United States for the first time ever at the Museum of the Bible here in Washington, D.C. Curators say the public will be able to view the mosaic from now until July of next year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, voters will decide ballot measures on abortion and immigration in Arizona, a key battleground state where Republicans looking to capitalize on concerns about illegal border crossings. Democrats, meanwhile, believe the abortion amendment will be a big boost for them in turnout. In fact, at least 9 states will be voting on abortion matters in November. This is SRN News. You've heard it a million times when you're in a store, paper or plastic? Well, that'll no longer be the choice at store checkout lines in California.
A new law has been signed by Governor Gavin Newsom. California had already banned thin plastic shopping bags at supermarkets and other stores. But shoppers can purchase bags made with thicker plastic that purportedly makes them reusable and recyclable. The new measure was approved by state legislators and signed by the governor. It bans all plastic shopping bags starting in 2026. Consumers will now simply be asked if they want a paper bag. John Scott reporting.
There has been a major shakeup at Weight Watchers. Now, the company says CEO Sima Sistani will leave her role immediately. Tara Kamati, Weight Watchers board member and former Shake Shack executive, is the new interim chief. More details at SRNnews.com.